Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Ask a Cheesehead with Sir Cheese-a-Lot. Me, and in the show, I answer your questions. During the week, I ask you, my followers, for your questions. It can be anything Packers, sports, or life. And before I get to questions, I'd like to give a huge shout out to the Ohana Packers Edition for giving me the opportunity to express my opinions. And just so you know, there's a special giveaway once the Ohana Packers Twitter account hits 523 followers. We are giving away a Jair Alexander autographed 8x10 picture. All right. First question I got is from one of my followers, Goose_MN. I'm assuming that's Minnesota.
Probably.
Yes, you can only sign three of your current wide receiver and tight ends. Who do you keep and why?
So, three wide receivers or tight ends?
Or is combined. Between the both positions, you can only keep three.
No. This is so hard.
Well, yeah.
This is hard.
Well, from what I've seen, I'm not trying to diss anybody, but like after seeing 1 year of production, I'm gonna go Romeo Dobbs, Jalen Reed, or Jaden Reed, and Musgrave.
Kraft, yeah.
I'd go probably with Musgrave.
Yeah.
And just because Dobbs, he was hurt a couple of times, but I know he's been in longer, or he's been in more than other receivers that have been hurt. Jaden Reed brings that element that I think we need as far as like speed, trickery, and Musgrave or Kraft is a crapshoot. They're both animals.
Mm-hmm. For me, I would say Jaden Reed, energetic. Brings energy to the team. Also brings like kick or punt return, which the Packers kind of need. I would say Dontayvion Wicks. He's very, very good. And for like the tight ends, I would say Tucker Kraft. Like brings that like blocker tight end.
Yeah, it's hard because there's so many to choose from, and it's like you don't want to. It is what it is, though. I mean, if you were to run a business and go based off performance and
right. You
know, days stick or hurt, you know, it's you go with the ones that have been there, you know, on the field with you.
That's just a hard question. Like,
it was a good question, though. It makes you think. It makes you think. Then it makes you realize that you actually have weapons on offense.
Exactly.
The next one is from Jams or at Jams Boxing Chat. Huh. Why do they call you Head Cheese? They don't. I changed my name. I don't know. I was trying to do Cheesehead, but obviously that was taken.
Right.
I don't know. It's just something that I thought was catchy.
Yeah.
Then I changed it. But then I got compulsive and I tried changing it back to Head Cheese, but I was locked out for 2 days from changing my name back. So I just kept it at Sir Cheese a lot. Oh. I've had it for so long, it just took a while to get used to a name change.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just something different. But I got the same profile picture, so you know, it's me.
Yeah.
This one is from at Sproles_the. Good, you know who that is, don't you?
I know the first name,
yeah.
Yep.
So, says, should the Packers trade up, stand pat at pick 26, or trade down in the first round of the draft? Why? How does that sync with what we know of their history?
Oh, this is hard.
Well,
it's pick 25, not 26.
I said 25.
No, it's
pick 25 I've ever written down here. I must have said it wrong. But me, like, it seems like more recently there's been so many injuries that, like, happen at practice or whatever game. I'd keep my picks the way they are, unless there's somebody that you're really, really high on and you want to move or gain extra picks. But I just stick with what we have. Obviously, Goot's been doing a good job drafting in the past, and I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it, you know?
For me, I did see a rumor yesterday, I think it was, that the Packers are thinking about moving up to 16. So.
For who?
I don't know. It's the Seahawks pick.
I could see that happening because of John Schneider.
I don't know, though. DeJong. I know a lot of people like DeJong in this class. He's a quarterback now.
No. He reminds me of Josh Jackson 2.0. I mean, what quality team did DeJong play for? I mean, play against.
Yeah.
I mean, people can throw darts at me. I don't care, but I wouldn't take him. I would not take him. I mean, we got to keep Jordan Love on his feet.
Yep.
You know, if you're going to, I mean, I was talking with Acme Packers and he likes DeJong too, but he agreed with me to get offensive tackle the first round to get that depth chart on that offensive line, because we can't afford to have Jordan Love on his back all the time.
See, for me, I don't know, because there's a lot of good tackles in this year's draft. I know, our Jackson Powers Johnson, which is one of the best centers, is actually, looking to move to the second round. And so is Zach Frazier, another really good center.
So. Yeah, well, on that, too, it's like we have Eric Stokes coming back. Mm-hmm. We have Jair. We have Valentine. We got McKinney. Mm-hmm. And I think the Packers are going to wait until it gets closer to the draft. Mm-hmm. Maybe the value of Justin Simmons goes down. Then I'd sign him.
Yeah.
If you can. I mean, why wouldn't someone want to come play with this team?
Yeah, that's
a good point. Defense. You know?
That's such a good point, especially with what Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney said. They said they wanted to play for Jordan Love in the team.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you want to come to a defense when you got the swagger of Jair Alexander, you have the ball-hawking man of Xavier McKinney. Mm-hmm. Dude's 24 years old. He is in his – I mean, he hasn't even hit his prime yet. He's 24 years old. He's had 9 interceptions. And one pick 6 in his young career. It's like bringing Charles Woodson all over again.
Yeah.
And that's hard to replicate, you know? But you get someone on the defense that's a leader, and you have leaders at every level. You have Kenny Clark. You have, Preston Smith. You have Jair. You have McKinney. I mean, it's every level of defense. You have someone who's not afraid to speak his mind and keep people on the same page. And that's what you need.
Yeah, that would be a good pick. I know Isaac from Fun Football really wants him. He keeps telling me that every day.
Yeah. Let me see here. I got to go through my little nifty notebook I have here. Where is it? Then I got some random questions from people that I'm not going to, that don't want to have their whatever. Yeah. Yeah,
for that, I just don't read off their names. I just do the question.
Yeah. Well, I told them that people, I'd give them a shout out if they wanted one. If they didn't want one, they'd tell me. So
exactly. Keep it anonymous, I guess.
Yeah. I'm going to quit doing the big ones too. I'm just going to do them individually. Okay. So I've had people reply, stop it.
I mean, for me, it doesn't matter, because I've noticed a lot of the people retweet it. So it doesn't
matter
personally. Because I know you do it for me in the podcast. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. One of the questions was, what was the best Packer game that I attended? The best Packer game that I attended would be when the Packers played the Lions at Lambeau. The Lions had a quarterback number 14. I can't think of his name. He's a backup. Okay. But anyway, Charles Woodson had two interceptions, and he had one for a pick six that made the cover of Sports Illustrated of him diving in the end zone. Obviously, if you don't know, Woodson's my favorite player, so that would, you know, just make it a duh question, but, you know. What about you?
I haven't been to a game.
Okay.
So that's easy for me.
What was the best game you watched? Besides the two championships.
Dang it. I would say Dallas was fun.
This year? Every year is fun watching because Dallas keeps on getting their ass kicked.
Funny part is, wait, you said this is going to be up today, right? Or tomorrow?
Today or tomorrow.
Okay. So, breaking news, I am going to have a Dallas Cowboys fan on Sunday.
Yeah?
So that's going to be fun. You already know who it is. It's going to be Cowboys Reg. And we're definitely going to be talking about that game. And I would say any of, like, the ones where Jordan Love did excellent. Like,
yeah,
the Bears, great ones. The Chicago Bears games, like, the one that led us into playoffs in the first game ever to see Jordan Love. I think that one was a good one as well.
Yeah. Most recent, I haven't been, I think the last Packer game I went to was, I couldn't even tell you when it was. It was maybe against the Falcons like years ago when Matt Ryan was still the quarterback. I don't remember it. Was it when my wife was pregnant? I don't remember. With five kids, I can't remember. I mean, she's pregnant five times, so trying to decipher which kid it was, I just have no idea.
Yeah.
I do know one game though that I went to at Lambeau. I ended up sneaking into one of the elevators that you need to have a pass to get into, and I went up to the press boxes, and I ended up going to a suite that I actually had no idea that some people that I went to school with were actually in this suite. So I went in there party with them. Oh yeah. All right. Let me see here. Why do I do all the shout outs? To spread positivity. I know, like the other day, I just saw someone that had, you know, she was scared her son or her daughter, I can't remember, but I'm not going to mention her name, but mentioned that, they had like irregular stuff, whatever, in their blood, and they had to get more testing. They don't want it to be cancer or whatever. But yeah, just, you know, because I mean, stuff like that. I mean, we're human behind the keyboards, you know, like obviously someone's like, if I observe somebody being whatever, I'm not going to associate with them, you know, but you just don't know what someone's going through. Just, you know, be positive and, you know, it might be the thing that makes your day go better, you know?
Right.
I don't know. Do you have any free time? What do you do for hobbies? Oh, I do. It's something I can't really comment a lot on, but I mean, I do have some free time. A lot of my hobbies, if you follow me on social media, you'll see that I like to take pictures, a lot of pictures, probably too many pictures, but you know, when you have a storage, 1 terabyte of storage on your phone, you gotta use what you pay for, you know?
Right.
I'm watching sports, coaching, my kids, basketball, soccer. My youngest boy is going to be in fifth grade next year. He's going to play football. And, of course, you could either help with the concessions or you could help be a coach. Of course, I was going to help be a coach. I played football when I was a kid and all the way through high school, so I think that's cool. Although I'm kind of leery on just the competition because there's so many camps and strength and, I mean, stuff far more advanced than what was around when I was that age. But we'll see how it goes and go from there. Do you ever see players or coaches out and about? Yes.
Do you? Oh yeah.
I do. When I first moved up, is either when I first moved up here when my wife lived up here and I lived out down in Madison still, she'd come down and see me or I'd go up and see her when we were dating. I was at the, not the mall in Green Bay at Bay Park Square. It was like around Christmas time, and I remember seeing this big old SUV pull up and a guy getting out, and he's sitting there kind of like that, and you can see the big old diamond. Who was bald with the big diamond stud earrings? Donald Driver. He was walking in the Bay Park. And, you know, I've obviously met Coach LaFleur. I've said hi to Mark Murphy before. I've seen him out and about. You see their vehicles everywhere. You just don't know who they are. I mean, you see in the spring, in the summertime when it's training camp and stuff, that's when they all come back up here. And if you see, like, all the players and staff have personalized Packer plates for the most part.
That's so
fun. It's like they have the yellow plate with the GBP, then a number after that. And
yeah.
I probably have seen a lot more. I just don't realize it. I know Nick Barnett, when he was playing for the Packers, he had a big, like, F750, like, it was huge. And I remember one time I went to the Donald Driver softball game in Appleton, and it was like a big, at this time it was red. He had a big horn, and he was playing whatever that medley is in Dukes of Hazzard, the horn. He's playing that out of his truck, but I've seen him driving that in De Pere, but he's moved out since then, I think. But other than that, like I said, I'm sure I see him around, but it's just a matter of, you know, knowing who is who, which I don't really pay attention to anymore since I'm over the shock factor of being living in Green Bay. You know, you get past that stage at a certain point, you know. Other than that, I don't know. What made you choose sobriety? I think for me, it was showing my kids a better person, a better dad, a better husband, and a better friend. And when you get in a dark, dark situation, you tend to, I had time to sit back and reflect, and I've had, you know, some bad nights with alcohol. But I think it's just to be a better person and be a good example for my kids. So other than that, I've got nothing else to say. Do you have any questions? Why do the Packers keep on dropping people from Florida? I don't know. It's a good question. Why do they, Mary?
They just hate me. That's an inside joke, though, because if you guys do not know, I do live in Florida. So Javondre, the day that he was a Packer, I moved to his hometown. So, and then the 49ers recently got him, and I actually messaged a 49ers fan and said, take care of him, please, for me.
Yeah, I think he's going to do good there. It's just, you know, a lot of people don't realize what goes on behind the scenes. You look at the Packers as a business. You got to run it like a business. You got to be successful, or you're going to be looking for another job. And like LaFleur said, he had no idea what was going on with Aaron Jones. He didn't know Aaron Jones was getting released until like it got closer to it happening or shortly after it happened. But, you know, Gutenkrist, he's going to do what he wants without people's permission because that's his job.
Also, you know, the same thing with like Jordan Love too. Like Mark Murphy didn't know about Jordan Love or something. Like,
yeah, I
heard that.
It's just crazy. It's like, yeah, people want to bash, you know, Goody, but I think he's doing a good job. He's had a couple of draft picks that haven't panned out, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's a business first, and if you're not making money, you're not making it past a certain point, so you got to make changes. Mm-hmm. So, other than that, that should be it. I might pop in tonight to your thing and flood the comment section. But, yeah, I think we're going to get going here and make myself some lunch. All right.
40, yeah, I guess.
Well, you're an hour ahead, right?
Yeah, it's 40.
Yeah.
So the podcast should be airing around like 9:30 tonight, 8:30 for you guys.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me. We'll have to do it again.
For sure.
All right. See ya.